A citizen's petition submitted to make Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn is valid. The announcement came the same day that Planned Parenthood reopened in the city. The facility does plan to provide abortion services in 2021. The organizing committee, led by 7 people, including State Senator Charles Perry, submitted the petition on October 13th.
We had 818 petition pages. That was a lot to look at.
Lubbock City Secretary Becky Garza was tasked with verifying the petition signatures. They needed 3,651 valid signatures. The group submitted a petition with over 5,000.
5,780 signatures were submitted, and 4,520 signatures were validated as qualified.
Mark Lee Dixon, with Right to Life East Texas, helped the committee organize the initiative. He's assisted 16 other cities adopt this ordinance, but none as big as Lubbock. On Saturday, before a rally for Texas Republican Chairman Alan West, Dixon talked about the work that went into getting these signatures.
The way the petition is, it's your date of birth or the voter registration. We want to be safe, though, so we went ahead and put the voter registration, made sure they got the voter registrations on there.
Lubbock City Council was briefed by an outside legal counsel. The law firm identified 4 major conflicts with the ordinance. Namely, the ordinance contradicts state law. Since abortion is legal in Texas, if the ordinance passes, it will immediately be void. Nonetheless, Garza will present a resolution along with the certified petition to City Council on November 2nd. From there, they have 30 days to hold a public hearing on the issue and vote on it. If rejected, the organizing committee can bring it to the public to vote on during the next election in May. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson.